This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's an important day. We encourage you to vote if you haven't done so, and we will cover the election like no morning show has ever done before. It is Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1, streaming on the Odyssey app and covering only the most important races and topics in this year's election.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spunk.
It's election day.
Today my vote really counted.
Carson and Kennedy, Indecision 2024.
Sorry, we had a little technical glitch there trying to repress the vote. Did you see that? And suppress our opinions.
Stop the count.
All right, our first topic we're going to be voting on this morning is, Kennedy, tell everybody.
Condiments. Do they belong in the refrigerator or the cupboard or cabinets? Whatever
or,
the heck
or
you
not
call
the
them.
Fridge.
Not the fridge.
The counter, whatever you crazy people do.
May I be the first to cast my vote because I think you are all communists?
Okay.
I know how everybody is voting.
Can we not do name calling?
Yeah. Oh, no, that's a part of the election process.
I don't think you know what that word means.
Condiments do not belong in the refrigerator. I vote no to condiments in the refrigerator. If you put your condiments in the refrigerator, I can't even talk.
Are you just leaving mayo on the counter like a psychopath?
All of it can sit in the cabinets, Dan, or the cupboards. They don't need to be in the refrigerator.
That is patently untrue, and if you read the instructions, but because you're a man, I understand you can't do that, then you would know that they belong in the refrigerator.
Land is the only reason you're alive.
Katie is here from Rosendale. She is here to vote for Indecision 2024. What say you, Katie?
Refrigerator. Mm-hmm. Always refrigerator. Mm-hmm.
Like a good American.
Mm-hmm. Better safe than sorry, yes. Every day. Because that's what the instructions say, right, Katie?
Yes. And so I called in like a month and a half ago about my boyfriend who doesn't put condiments in the refrigerator. And since then, he's now put them in more random places to upset me. So
where does he put them?
I'll like go in the shower and they'll be like a Tabasco.
Because he's a true American hero.
Tabasco in the shower? You feel like you have bigger issues. What's he doing in there?
Yeah, no.
Just making her
just
angry.
Doing it to annoy me.
That is amazing.
Kennedy's out here just throwing around rhetoric and fake news. You don't have to refrigerate ketchup at home, even after you open it for up to 2 months. There's no reason to put it in the fridge. It actually stays fresh longer, keeping it in the cabinet. That applies to hot sauce, barbecue sauce, cocktail sauce, buffalo sauce, mustards, sweet chili sauces, sriracha, Worcestershire sauce, steak sauce. All kinds of vinegars, they can all sit in the cabinet.
So why do they all say refrigerate after opening?
You're going to believe big corporations, Dan? Of course you are.
This is what Big Condiment wants you to believe.
Mary's from Bedford. What do you think?
They go in the fridge, Carson. I don't understand. I just don't understand. I'm not eating your macaroni salad if that mayo has been on the counter.
Ever.
I'm just going to put that out there.
Facts, not opinions. Well said.
It's got its own ecosystem of its refrigerator.
So gross.
Corey from Medford, what do you think?
On the words of a professional, put that stuff in the fridge, dude.
It doesn't. Are you telling me if I pulled you a ketchup packet right now, Kennedy, out of the drawer that's been sitting here for 6 months, you wouldn't use it to dip your fries in? Of course you would, because ketchup is fine. It doesn't have to be in the fridge.
I would use it.
You know why, Carson? Because
of course you would.
Hi, listen to me.
Flip-flopper.
Hi. The ketchup has not been opened yet. It has not been exposed to the air or bacteria when they're in those packages. They are hermetically sealed.
They are so processed.
Can I finish?
No, you can't. Nope. I've interrupted
He's
you.
He's over-talking. I need to
mic.
Moderate this debate. He's over-talking.
Kathy's from Framingham.
Did my mic just get turned off?
How are you voting, Kathy?
I am voting that they go in the refrigerator. I don't know what's wrong with you, Coffin.
Where do we start?
Just clip that for later.
Once it's opened, you gotta refrigerate it.
Do you not know the processed chemicals that are in your refrigerator, in your ketchup and your mustard and those things? They're fine in the cabinet or on the counter. They don't have to be refrigerated. That is just a mind mess with you.
No, it's not.
It absolutely is. Thank you for your vote, even though it was wrong. Eileen is from Marlboro. Yes, Eileen.
Hi, Carson. I agree with you about the ketchup and the mustard. It does not belong in the refrigerator.
What about your mayonnaise?
Yeah, a sensible woman there.
The mayonnaise does belong in the refrigerator if it's made with egg. If it's the fake mayonnaise, it does not need
to
be refrigerated.
Thank you. And how about butter?
Why do you want hot mayonnaise?
How about butter?
Butter never in the fridge. What can you do with cold butter?
Thank you.
I cannot even look
you
at you.
You can leave
people.
Butter out for years.
I'm not going to front. I won't keep my butter on the counter. I don't want to. I can't spread cold butter. That's just a texture issue.
All right. 617-931-1234. The early polls are showing that condiments in the refrigerator are winning. But then, towards later in the day, it looks like...
All right, Wolf Blitzer, calm down.
It looks like it's starting to switch. Even you changed your vote, Dan, right in the middle of the voting.
No, you brought up butter. That's a different thing. Butter is spreadable. Ketchup is you just spray bottle. It's different. Erroneous!
Oh, this is so good, Ken.
Can we keep going, please? Because this is giving me...
It's election day.
Vote today.
Today my vote really counted.
Carson and Kennedy. Indecision 2024.
617-931-1234. Condiments in the fridge or the cupboard.
Oh, God, we just opened up a can of worms with the butter on the text line, guys.
Right. Spreadables are different. Different category.
All right, we'll do that next on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.